Female friendship. Intellectual and emotional friendship between women formed the foundation of blue stocking culture. Women communicated through intimate letters, which were often viewed as an extension of, or substitute for, conversation, as described by Elizabeth Montagu in a letter to Elizabeth Carter.
You left London only this morning, and I'm writing to you tonight. Does it not seem unreasonable? I hope not, as you must know there are habits which it is hard to break. And alas, I was in the habitude of conversing with you every day. This faint and distant conversation by letter keeps up an intercourse, and I fancy I am not quite separated from my dear friend while I am thus corresponding with her.
In a later letter, Montagu describes her friendship with Carter as something inspiring and uplifting.
My imagination, without wing or broomstick, oft mounts aloft, rises into the regions of pure space, and without let or impediment, bears me to your fireside, where you set me in your easy chair, and we talk and reason.
Elizabeth Carter's poem, To Mrs. Montagu, describes the pleasure they took in walking together and associates their friendship with liberty from everyday constraints. Her description owes something to both the classical ideal of noble, philosophical friendship, which had been revived by 18th-century thinkers, and to a more feminine kind of sensibility.
How smiled each object when by friendship led? Through flowery paths we wandered unconfined, enjoyed each airy hill or solemn shade, and left the bustling empty world behind. With philosophic social sense surveyed, the noonday sky in brighter colours shone, and softer o'er the dewy landscape played the peaceful radiance of the silent moon.
Hannah Moore's poem, Sensibility, an epistle to the Honourable Mrs. Boscawen of 1782, was dedicated to the blue stocking hostess, a woman famous for her sensitive soul. The poem connects the friendship between two individuals to a much broader sense of the community of women writers.
Yes, still for you your gentle stars dispense the charm of friendship and the feast of sense. Yours is the bliss, and hen no dearer sends to call the wisest, brightest, best your friends. And while to thee I raise the votive line, oh, let me grateful own these friends are mine. With Carter, trace the wit to Athens known, or view in Montagu that wit our own. Or mark, well pleased, Chapone's instructive page, intent to raise the morals of the age. Delaney, too, is ours, serenely bright, wisdom's strong ray and virtue's milder light. Nor barbled shall my glowing heart refuse its tribute to thy virtues or thy muse. This humble merit shall at least be mine, the poet's chaplet for thy brow to twine. My verse thy talents to the world shall teach, and praise the genius it despairs to reach.